spooky, spooky week has concluded. This is your reading for Friday, August 23rd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on Instagram or TikTok. Cards today. The theme is the Six of Swords. This is leaving something behind and moving on. The Tool card is the Two of Wands. This is making a decision and taking a risk. The Obstacle is the Four of Cups. This is feeling disconnected or apathetic. Our Advice card is the Page of Swords. The message here is that the situation needs a subtle adjustment. Angel number today is 2424. This is good times. The keywords are leisure, rest, and happiness. All right, another week has come and gone. This one's gonna be a little quick. Our theme is also a little bit of come and gone, but the problem is that the aftermath is not very good. The Six of Swords is like a turning point where the decisions of our past are coming to haunt us now, and we have to leave something behind if we want to continue moving forward. I don't know, it's like an offering to the fucking ghosts of Christmas past or something, I guess. So our tool for this is a card that is absolutely in the same vein. The Two of Wands is meant to be a nudge that it, whatever the fuck it is you're going to leave behind, figure it the fuck out. Progress, that is like moving forward with life, your occupation, with romance, whatever the fuck it is, it's on the other side of this decision point. And our obstacle today also is this same line, the Four of Cups. It's a symbol of feeling like there's just nothing we can do about the current situation, so why the fuck should I bother? And man, oh man, how easy that would be. The Advice card says that there's a simple fix to get out of it. And I think that the angel number is the suggestion here. That's the fill in the blank of the simple fix. It's to be open and honest about how we're feeling with around people we trust, and be a little vulnerable. And we will be pleasantly surprised to see just how many people step up to help us. That is to give us that kind of take our mind off of things, right? A little bit of fun, get out of your headspace. I'm always really curious to know how these readings land for people. If you could, if you're feeling brave, leave a comment wherever it is that you're listening to, or hit us up on social media if you want. LVX Media Net, that's the handle everywhere. Let me know how it landed. I always like knowing if they're good or not, so I don't know if there's things I need to do differently or whatever. Go to luxmediashows.com if you would like a personal reading. Hit the ooky spooky button that's on the front page, and you fill out the form, pick the deck that you like, and we're off to the races. So there you go. That's Friday, August 23rd. I've been thinking about doing readings over the weekends, at least Saturday. I'm not sure. I don't know. You let me know what you think. But in the meantime, I will see you Monday. Same ooky time, same spooky place.